קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם מגירת נון בית. כשהאדם...
From the writings of Baal Sulam, letter 52. When a man settles himself and feels his lowly state and is awakened to return to the Creator and pours his prayers in great yearnings to cleave onto the Creator, he surely attributes all those prayers and all this awakening to his own force, and he is found sitting and expecting a small or large salvation from the Creator. And when the cloud lingers and he sees no welcoming from the Lord, blessed be He, he is found, God forbid, falling into despair, because the Lord does not desire him, since after a large number of those yearnings, he made no appeal directly to him, God forbid. And on that it is written, demand the Creator when he is found, meaning when the Lord, blessed be he, presents himself to you for demand. So it is obligatory upon you to demand him as well, for it is the path of man to act earlier, meaning that the Lord, blessed be he, acts earlier to give you heart to demand him. And when you know this, surely you will grow stronger on your part as much as you can demand forcefully and in great strength, for the King is calling you. It is written, call on him when he is near, meaning when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, blessed be he, you shall know that he is already near to you. For if it were not so, surely you would not have called on him. And this is also as it is written, they haven't called me and I already answered. Meaning, if you call on the Creator, it means that he has already turned to face you, to give you awakening to call on him. They speak and I already heard, meaning that the extent of the Lord's hearing depends entirely on those yearnings that are revealed during the speaking of the prayer. And when man feels intense yearnings, he will know during his action that the Creator is hearing him the most. And it is clear that knowing this, he is found to strengthen in pouring his heart out, because you have no greater merit than this. That the King of the world is listening to him, and it is like what our sages said, the Creator desires the prayers of the righteous. For in the desire of the Creator for men to grow close to him, a great force and yearning awaken in men to covet the Creator. And it is found that truly the speaking of the prayer and hearing of the prayer rise in the same line, until they are accumulated to the full measure and he acquires everything. And pay attention to those things, that they are the primary foundations in the path of the Creator, blessed be he.
We have to find a wave, direct and opposite with the Creator, to feel that we're in the same pipeline, connected with him through the same pipeline. I for my beloved one and my beloved one for me. That all that happens with me, it comes from him. And that actually, if I want to answer him correctly, I need to connect to him and to find the right answer in him as to how to answer him. Where actually in the cycle of connection that comes from him, he is first. And I also look for how to answer him with my answer. I search for it in him, for my answer for him to be last. And by that, I get from him my form. I'm all the time in a state where he teaches me. And I ask him all the time then, how am I supposed to be? How to answer? How to respond? If a person is all the time or every time working on this point, then it turns out that he always has this point of disconnection from the Creator, from which he feels himself only in a single point where he is not a part of the Creator, in which he wants to discover the Creator as building different qualities in him, and questions and pleas, and forming different conditions, external and internal ones for him. And then all that comes on account of the Creator, and man is merely at that point which discerns it all. And out of that point, he turns and asks, so, what should I do? How should I respond? And it follows that he always stays only at this point, always he stays in this point of discernment. And so it follows that all that he has, it's all from the Creator. So every moment, try and discern that what speaks in me is Him, and how I'm going to respond, and what I'm going to respond is also Him. And this will discover that there is none else besides Him.
Charles Sutton.